Look, man.
Welcome to Bunta Vista, episode 347. And welcome, new employees, to Neuralink. You are one of the few, the lucky, the epic, to walk these hallowed halls. But we understand that it may be an intimidating place, full of the best and brightest brain hackers, and the endless screams of monkey torture. This brief introductory video aims to help you find your place here in Neuralink. Let's make history together. Hi, I'm Theo, and I'm here with one of our principal technicians. You're one of the boffins who make it all happen. I imagine your work is very complicated and precise. Andrew, can you talk us through some of the tools you've got here for us? Are those masonry bits?
Well, I've got a lot of different tools, and they do a lot of different things, varying degrees of.
And it's all kind of, you know, just a mystery to me.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of different tools. They do a lot of different things, a lot of different precision kind of stuff. But I can't do anything without my trusty ball peen hammer.
Yeah.
It's one over on the left here. It's heavy. It's pretty dirty, but that's just from heavy use, you know?
Yeah.
You get the most out of those tools.
I actually do a lot of work around the office sometimes with new installs with that sort of hole saw you've got there. Is that a 40 millimeter?
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
Sharpening myself.
Here also with us is one of our head chefs who cook the amazing food you can enjoy while playing foosball in the food hall. Lucy, your menu boasts the freshest meatballs you'll ever taste. Now, I assume you won't tell me all your secrets, but can you give us a little hint as to what makes them so good?
I'll give you a hint. It's not cow. We have fun in here.
We have a lot of
foosball,
jokes here.
Darts, you know.
We've got a humor channel on Slack.
Oh, yeah.
Check that out. It's less racist than it used to be.
But we're trying to bring it back.
Yeah, I've got to get the balance right. It's important to recognize that we exist at the bleeding edge of technology, very often literally. Sometimes things go wrong. That's why we have our post-incident review department. That's where we are now. Now, Ben, your title is technically Senior Harris Specs, which I had to look up. Now, I knew this as a soothsayer. Can you tell me what omens these entrails are portending?
Well, I've only been doing this for a couple of weeks, but it turns out, and this is just me, I could be wrong, I've actually been looking for a second set of eyes on this, but they're all bad. And I'm starting to wonder whether there might be, are we doing something evil?
We're saving humanity.
Well, yeah, and we're having fun, foosball, monkey burgers, and like all that stuff. That's
are you
all
not
great.
Having fun?
Stay on.
No, I'm having fun. I'm having so much fun. It's really great. I feel like, you know, okay, let me talk you through my day. I rock up. It's 8:45 a.m. I like to make a good impression by being there 15 minutes early. And there's just like a new box of fragments of monkey skull and brain matter sitting there, and a little post-it note that says, use these. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to cast those bones. I'm going to cast those entrails.
Yeah.
And every single time I see something horrible in there. Now, I'm having a great time. I'm looking around, Rick and Morty posters, people wearing fun ties, you know, stuff like that. I'm laughing. You know, I did watch the new Simpsons episode last night that had Elon Musk in it that he paid to be in, and I thought it was really funny. I thought that was great. We're all laughing. I'm just getting really, I don't know, something feels kind of off here.
Yeah.
Which might be fine. Is that?
I'm just going to turn the camera off real quick. There's something, there is something in the monkey howls, I think.
Yeah. You hear that?
That may
as well?
Be sort of a greater meaning, I think. Yeah. And it's not good.
No, I also feel like I'm hearing the monkey howls when I'm not here.
Yeah.
Like at home.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
on the
bus.
Checked in the like the back of my car, and there's no monkey back.
There's no monkeys there. There's no monkeys in the roof of my house. It feels like there is.
Yeah.
Wait, do you guys hear that too when you close your eyes at night?
I find it soothing. I'm putting on my white noise 3 hours repeating monkey house playlist. So it makes me feel
432 hertz monkey noise.
Anguish monkey scream 10 hour no loops.
And then I get under my weighted blanket and I am dead to the world, you know?
Did you see probably in the media reports in your emails that the first human recipient, the cables, the copper wiring just retracted because the brain just sort of like rejects like implants.
Yeah. It came unstuck a little bit, yeah.
And it turns out that that's just like a problem that everyone knew about.
Cool.
In these implants. But we're going to...
Yeah.
Elon's sort of probably...
There's going to be like...
We're going
to... Probably...
come up with...
Maybe he'll change the... He slept on the factory floor. Yeah. While the Teslas
were being made.
That's his so mother.
Cool.
He works harder than anybody in the world.
And you know what? You'd see this guy and you'd be like, what? He's 30 years old. He's young. He's cool. Yeah. He wears a leather jacket.
His torso's normal.
His torso's perfectly normal.
Oh, man. He gave that inspirational speech on the all hands at 3 a.m. Last week.
He
called us and he was like, we need this store and so on and so forth.
A really good Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you'd think like, oh, obviously this is like this cool... Rich, very cool, rich, very rich,
full of
cool
vitality,
guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, he knows memes. He gets meme culture. That's my favorite
isn't
thing
that
about
crazy?
Him.
Sort of a meme ninja.
Oh, he's a meme lord. And yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's pretty epic. We could kill him. I saw him at Splendor in the Grass.
Yeah.
I could have killed him at Splendor in the Grass when
I saw
him.
He has to
there.
Be lucky all of the time.
Yeah, I only have to be lucky. Just once with a brick at Splendor in the Grass 2018.
In Minecraft. Splendor in the Grass.
Splendor in the Grass 2019
in
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Elon Musk there for some reason. Mm-hmm. Brick, me, at the Gold Bar Lounge or whatever it's called, the Artist Bar.
God.
I'm running in. I'll kill you.
I'll kill you in Minecraft, in Splendor in the Grass in Minecraft.
For real, in real life in Minecraft.
In real life in Minecraft.
Hey, if I fired a gun at Elon Musk and it only grazed him, mm-hmm. that would maybe make the clipping report. It's time for the clipping report. And if this is your first episode, Bunta Vista is a comedy current events podcast where we sort of talk about weird news stories, just to catch you up. You might have seen a poster for our live show at the Scratch Bar. Or at Lucky Duck Cafe, or at...
I thought, hey, I'm going to check that out.
I don't think... Have I given posters anyone else yet, actually? It's going to take some over to Alphabet. But just in case you just sort of... You've seen that we're doing a live show from a poster at two hospitality venues in Brisbane. You've decided to check it out. I thought I'd just explain what it is. The Clipping Report, we talk about Americans firing guns accidentally with injurious results often. Here we go. A man in Madison, Wisconsin, accidentally fired a round into his neighbor's freezer while cleaning his gun.
Where were you cleaning your gun?
He was inside his own home.
Yeah, I imagine in, yeah.
And then it's gone through the wall into his neighbor's apartment, and then it's gone into that neighbor's freezer.
God.
So imagine if that was going through a human body, huh? If we can go through all that.
And they're not really putting much in the walls over there, are they?
No, probably not. A 40-year-old woman in the Philadelphia neighborhood of Strawberry Mansion accidentally shot herself in the chest while trying to insert a magazine into a gun.
Oops. Were you holding it directed at your chest while inserting the magazine?
You got to look right down the barrel so you can see when the bullet gets in.
Yeah.
From the description was super vague, but like it seemed like what happened was she pulled it out of her waistband or a holster, and then the magazine fell out. She bent over to pick it up, put it in, and then somehow in the act of doing that, shot herself in the chest.
It's got to be a leverage thing, right? You get the best leverage holding the gun directly against your heart.
Yeah. So thumb on the trigger of an upside down gun.
So you can pull against the trigger to get the...
I think maybe it was more of a twirling incident.
Yeah. Oh, I was doing...
Trying to do like tricks and stuff.
Cool tricks. Spin.
Yeah.
See if the magazine comes out. No, it's in this... It's
trying
in
to do like, you know, she'd just been... marathoning Deadpool 1 and 2 in anticipation of Deadpool 3 coming out. And she was trying to recreate that moment where, like, he throws some magazines up in the air and then he, like, catches them upside down in his guns.
That's so epic.
Except he was saying something sarcastic while he was doing it, too.
Yeah, you are pointing the guns kind of at yourself when that happens.
Yeah, and he's like, the magazine's like flying up in slow motion and he's going like, my dick is so hard right now.
Yeah, he's looking at directly at the screen and he's going, try this, kids at home.
Yeah.
Or 40-year-old women in Strawberry Mansion.
Yeah.
What a cool name for a place.
What a cool
name. That's great. That sounds like a nice place.
Got to name a neighborhood.
Yeah.
And in Philadelphia.
Just imagining someone from Philly trying to beat up the neighborhood of Strawberry Mansion because it sounds fruity.
It does, to be fair. It does.
Yeah. It sounds fruity as hell. A man at a hotel in Evansville, Indiana, accidentally fired his gun while pulling his gun out of its holster. The shot that he fired hit a pregnant woman in the calf.
No.
Don't,
brother.
They really just walk around with one in the chamber, hey? Like, if you're in a situation, you're not going to want to rack that slide. You're going to want one ready to go.
No
halfway
safety.
Halfway down the pipe, if possible.
That's right. Finger on the trigger at all times in the gun that's loose in your pocket.
Yeah.
Just ready to go.
just like dry firing it in their pocket the whole time. Because it must feel really good to dry fire a gun.
Oh, I bet. Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
They say that it ruins it, but that's only true with revolvers. So you can just dry fire like a Colt 1911. You got that in your holster. You just chuk, chuk, chuk. God.
Getting slightly bored in a conversation and just clicking away. A soldier in the U.S. Army's 7th Infantry Division was accidentally shot during a force-on-force training exercise at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington after live ammunition was mixed in with the blanks they were using.
Oh.
No good. No bueno. Shot by a machine gun.
Fun little fucking
prank, or...
I bet that guy didn't have that on his 2024 bingo card.
Like the start of Jarhead?
Yeah, like the start of Jarhead.
Fuck. He got jarheaded.
Yeah, oh, you've only gone and done a jarhead.
Tapping the sign.
No jarheading. No jarheading at any time. Force-on-force training sounds pretty sexy, though.
It does, doesn't it? We're talking like...
Oh, I thought I was holding you down, but now you're holding me down. Oh!
Mask for mask, am I right?
Yeah.
A 23-year-old woman in Billerica, Massachusetts. This place is spelt Billerica.
As though we had renamed America after our friend Bill.
Bill Eric.
Let's say Bill Paxton.
Yeah. Oh, what a wonderful Bill.
Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Joe Biden's America.
Since I got the vaccine, I've just been having these really positive thoughts about Bill Gates. It's just felt like he's like...
I love Windows 10.
Do you guys know about his philanthropic efforts, though?
Yeah. He just seems like a really great guy.
Great
guy.
Does anyone else feel like strangely drawn towards the spot from the Windows XP desktop?
Yeah.
Just like... We could all meet there?
Yeah.
At a certain date?
Chant how much we like medical patents.
Yeah. And if this is your first time listening to the podcast... We're joking.
Yeah. We're normal. Yeah. Every morning when I wake up, the first thing I hear is that little 5 seconds of Brian Eno music from the Windows XP startup.
Yeah.
I'm beginning my day.
We hate Bill Gates the normal amount.
Not the crazy amount.
Just the regular, like...
Yeah. Regular style.
Like, yeah.
Oh, Windows Vista sucks. Like that.
We hate Bill Gates the amount that doesn't get you flagged for misinformation on Spotify.
Yes. But we hate him just enough to keep it interesting. A 23-year-old woman in Billerica, Massachusetts was, quote, drinking hard seltzer and playing around with a shotgun.
Hell yes.
when she accidentally shot a 24-year-old woman in the face.
Oh, no. I mean, okay, that bit's not funny. The other bit's like...
No, the woman was her friend as well. It's her husband's boyfriend or husband's shotgun. And she's just like, hey, check this out. I got a big gun. Oopsie.
You got Cheney'd in Bill Ricker.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a new
Cheney'd
season.
Cheney'd my friend again.
There's a new season of that fucking show on Netflix, The Tawny. You could be watching that instead. What's that show?
A horny show on Netflix?
No, not Euphoria. It's like a historical thing. But
Bridgerton.
You could be watching Bridgerton instead.
Yeah.
Instead of shooting your friend in the face.
You can drink some hard seltzer. Maybe you get a little bottle of rosé. Maybe make a night of it.
That's right. Yeah. Don't shoot your friend in the face with a shotgun.
Sit down watching Bridgerton being like... Wouldn't it be crazy if we like kissed her, like as a joke?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nuts? That'd be so psycho.
That'd be so silly.
It's so warm in here. I'm going to put my PJ pants on. Oh no, they're in the wash. Oh, what am I going to do? A man sitting in his car as was going through an automatic car wash in Boardman, Ohio, accidentally shot himself in the right leg while checking to see if there was a round in the chamber of his gun.
There's so much beauty anymore. In the world.
Yeah, not anymore. Like... Oh, I just cleared the chamber into my leg.
Now it's safely there where it can do no further harm.
Yep. Now I know where it is. That's the thing. Like, most of the danger of a bullet is not knowing where it is.
Yes. If you look at Japan, where they have an extraordinarily low injury rate with firearms, and the police, if they even have firearms in the first place, they know where every bullet is. It's accounted mm-hmm. for.
Accounted for.
This it's man's just like leg. This. One in the leg.
Yeah. One in Shinzo
14
Abe.
In the magazine.
I don't know if whatever they got Shinzo Abe with was a bullet. I think it was maybe just like a packet of like gel blasters and thumbtacks.
Yeah.
I more kind of picture a lightning bolt
did the
coming
trick.
Out of that thing.
Yeah.
God, remember when Shinzo Shinzo.
Shinto Abe?
Maybe
excuse
remember
me.
Pardon me. Remember when they got him?
I remember
got him.
I had been out of reception for like two or three days, and I came back and saw memes about it. Was like, well, that clearly can't have happened. So that's just a joke everyone's doing.
They could not have killed the ex-prime minister of Japan with a Fallout 4.
Yeah.
That gun was so impressive.
He used a crafting bench to make that, for sure.
But they did. They got him. And then everyone was like, yeah, that dude totally had it coming. We agree.
Yeah, we got him with the gizmo.
They got him with the gizmo.
You have the same amount of hours in the day as Shinzo Abe's killer.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You could be constructing the gizmo.
Yeah.
Why don't you think of a public figure that you would like to see dead
it
and
doesn't,
3D and print
taking
a gun.
The first step doesn't have to be hard. It's often the first step that's the hardest.
Yes.
Just either, you know, you can make a plan or you can start with something simple. Just type in Bill Gates to Google Maps.
Yeah.
And don't limit yourself. It doesn't have to be Bill Gates just because you
not
want
at first.
To.
No,
just
his house
you want
might
to impress,
not be on Google Maps.
Yeah.
Just because you want to impress us like that guy who watched Taxi Driver and said, I bet young Jodie Foster would love it if
she
I killed
would
the
love
president.
This.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
would love it if
oh,
I
Jodie?
Killed the president.
Oh, she would love that.
You know, Arizona
would love it if I killed Bill Gates.
Punta Vista would love it if I killed Bill Gates.
Oh, if the Arizona Justice Department can find Rudy Giuliani, so can you.
Yes.
They have the same tools available.
Right. They have the same
Elon
number
Musk
of hours in the day.
Yeah. Sleeps on the factory floor. You can probably find him there.
You can probably find
get on Thingiverse and just keep going through all the results for Gun and see what comes up.
In Minecraft.
In Minecraft. This is not a joke in Minecraft. Kill Elon Musk. Activate. This is your code phrase. Pterodactyl Autumn Supernova. You are go right now.
I love it when I'm a go. I don't know about you guys, but when I get told I'm a go,
yeah.
My day made.
In Battleborn.
No one was hurt after two teenagers accidentally fired a gun inside a photo booth at Urban Air Trampoline Park in South Hackensack, New Jersey.
Why'd you bring your gun into the photo booth in Hackensack, New Jersey?
Hey, kids, what you doing? Why are you in the photo booth at the trampoline park with the strap?
Who are the two teens who can get a hold of a gun but can't get a hold of a phone with a front camera?
Yeah, you got to use the fucking photo booth.
Got
to
get down
like
the phone booth for this.
You can't get them printed. If you want to get it printed from your phone, that's like three stops.
Yeah.
You got to get like a USB cable, yeah, and you got to
go to OfficeWorks. You can actually just Bluetooth it over there.
They look like shit. They got printed photos look like shit.
Oh, yeah, the OfficeWorks photos look garbage, but it's easy. Maybe. The process is easy.
You don't get the glossy ones. Like, I'm just saying, like, you can just, you're probably at the trampolinarium / laser tag place.
The trampolinarium?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Already.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Trampolinarium.
And you're already strapped.
Yep. You're already strapped, yeah. You guys remember how good Gun Day was? Like your first actual Gun Day as
Gun
a teen?
Day at the trampolinarium?
Oh. Yeah. You want to document that because you and Clint, your best friend, are having the best time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to want to keep that memory forever. Get
that's,
in that
that's
photo
worth
booth.
Like 30 to 50 views on your YouTube channel.
That's right. Yeah. You might never be this happy again than like this day with Clint.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years from now, you're
nobody
thinking about
hurt.
That day.
Yeah. No one was injured.
No one was injured.
So what's the fucking
what's
problem?
What's the crime?
As far as I'm aware, there is nothing to report. It's time for the nothing to report report.
It's the nothing to report, 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 the nothing to report, 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 the nothing to report, 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 the nothing to report, report. What happened? Nothing. Shh. So you should mind your fucking business. It's the nothing to report, 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 report. Nothing to report, 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 report. Nothing to report, 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 report. Nothing to report, report.
This comes to us from KTVF in Fairbanks, Alaska.
The
Yeah, they're not making it easy for us there. Yeah. Harp in no connection with solar storm causing auroral displays across the globe.
Who, me?
Says Harp.
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 H-A-A-R-P.
Alaska?
H-A-A-R-P.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Harp.
Fuck, imagine if they were, though.
I think. Well,
no, they're not. It says
that's
in the story
say.
They're not.
Well, yeah, the headline says they are. Yeah. So.
And you'd really want to hide the Borealis with all the rest of the Borealis that's going on due to the solar storm.
Yes. Like if you were doing something.
Yeah, if you were.
It's a perfect time to do it. Yeah.
I mean, they probably built Harp for some reason.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Almost certainly.
Hey,
imagine if they
fuck around and build a harp.
Build a harp.
Yeah. Yes,
oh, does it do something? No, it's just sort of a monument. It's a object.
Is harp an object?
Is harp an object?
Is harp a corporation?
Is it a
harp?
Thing?
Is a project?
Is it a girl boss?
Is harp a one
harp
woman?
My friend?
Does
is
harp
my
stay
friend?
Winning?
Yeah. The aurora displayed its colors in the skies as seen around the world, leaving people in awe of its beauty due to
not,
solar wind. From
not
severe,
here in Brisbane.
Well, not in Brisbane. No.
You didn't get
Tasmania,
that aurora.
South Australia, Canada, North America, Northern Europe.
South Africa, presumably.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea of them seeing something of like natural beauty.
Yeah. Oh, just something like a, you know, something innocent and pure sort of, just for like aesthetic enjoyment.
Yes.
Yeah. No, they shouldn't be getting that in Hope Town.
Eyes down, white South Africans. This is for everyone else.
Oh, man, I saw a guy at IKEA with like a shirt with like
classic
seventh,
IKEA stuff.
7th South African Assault Division or something on the back of a
yes. Oh, oh Christ.
You shouldn't be anywhere.
It left people in awe of its beauty due to solar wind from a severe geomagnetic storm produced by the sun. According to the University of Alaska Fairbanks, the sun entered Earth's upper atmosphere and created auroral displays.
I don't know if the sun entered Earth's upper atmosphere.
Part of the sun?
There's some solar wind did. I feel like if the sun entered the Earth's upper atmosphere, I wouldn't be wearing a jumper right now.
But when was the when is it the sun and when is it like particles that have left the sun?
When does it stop being the sun and when do we stop being
yes
if I
us?
Lose my hand am I still me
where the sun ends and the earth begins
where do you draw the line between my particles we are star stuff
because we are star stuff yeah yes. We're all kind of made of and we got here on a meteor
yes
if my boss puts an implant in my
Ten
brain
years ago.
And is controlling my actions am I still me
yes
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah, you are.
Legally, yes. Yeah. Legally, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If... So an AI chip crime. That I put in my spine has relegated me to a dream of my dead wife. Whose body is this anyway?
Yeah. Yes. Tango, Maximum, Exeter, go, get him. 3D print a gun. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Space Weather Prediction Center closely monitored the sun's activity and storm's effects.
Yeah, probably didn't have anything more important going on. That day.
That's the biggest day on the Space Weather Prediction Center's calendar.
Yeah.
Is the big solar storm day.
Yeah, they're just like running around hooting, hollering, like, yeah. We did it.
Oh my God, it's
we
happened.
Predicted it.
There's space weather.
Hold on, Ben, hold on. So NOAA is monitoring the storm weather.
Oh. They hide this shit in plain sight.
Yeah. There's a space flood coming. Space flood is coming.
Yes.
The firmament?
Yes.
Firmament? Get the firmament pop.
Firmament?
The firmament's popping, baby.
We got a firmament situation?
Feels like rain.
If this is your first episode.
Yeah, if you've seen this poster, Scratch Bar Milton, Alphabet Cafe, Lucky Duck in Highgate Hill.
Just let it wash over you like the waters
of the
rushing
firmament.
Forth from the firmament.
Yeah, you're just kind of meant to hear the words and go,
Funny sound.
I like words. There are a lot of questions regarding the rare aurora sighting about whether or not the high-frequency active auroral research program, HARP, was behind it.
Yeah.
I'm asking all those questions.
I mean, yeah, there's one question right there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what,
did you do it?
Did you do it?
Did you do it?
Did you fucking do the aurora all
you
over the world?
You fucking guys up there at HARP, way up in Alaska, did you do the fucking aurora? Was the solar winds you guys? That's my question to you, the scientists.
Knock it off.
Stop it. however, HARP was in no way connected to the solar storm, according to Jessica Matthews, HARP director.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
She would say that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet. Oh, I bet you had nothing to do with it, Jessica.
Yeah. If you did have something to do with it, tap your fingers in a coded message on the podium.
I've been counting your blinks, Jessica, and I think I'm starting to see a pattern.
Yeah.
It's good to know they had nothing to do with it, and I can just put on my monkey screams and go back to sleep.
Yeah.
HARP's website cannot be reached by me. Which I think is suspicious.
Pretty fucking sus.
Pretty fucking sus, if you ask me.
They're hiding in whatever the opposite of plain sight is.
They're hiding in regular hiding style. Yeah,
you can't find them.
They're hiding by occlusion, the regular method of hiding.
What are they trying to hide from Australians?
Redirects here. For the live CD-DVD package by Muse, named after the Project C HARP album.
You probably already got
you could
that
probably
right,
find
Lizzie.
You could probably find some stuff out right. about that. There's a lot of stuff in Muse's multi-layered lyrics.
I fucking hate Muse so much.
He sucks.
So stupid.
It sucks
so bad. HARP did, however, operate a scientific campaign from May 8th to 10th. Now, Lucy, I'm just looking at our group chat, suspicious. And I believe you were around. Did you actually see the aurora? Was that your photo of the bow repairs or did somebody
else
that
was my photo of the bow repairs. We went out for dinner. I didn't think we would see it in the city, so I didn't really bother. And then it was like just beautifully up there above the bow repairs.
Which is a tire repair place.
And so this is probably, I would have loved to have seen, and this is probably like a once in a lifetime.
Absolute
sort of
fucking dream.
Event. And I asked you and you said, what, in the city? But you live in Hobart where you can just leave the city.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can, but you got to understand that Tasmanians are always going out seeing the aurora, you know? Yeah. They're always like, well, I drove an hour away, I saw the aurora. Boring.
It's a bit like, get over it, you know?
Yeah.
Aurora borealis.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That was
but instead, you saw aurora bow repairis.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're all having a lot of fun. It was actually the aurora australis.
Oh,
you're right, it was.
Yeah, because we're in the Southern Hemisphere.
Hemisphere.
That joke doesn't really make any sense. Quote, we've been responding to many inquiries from the media and the public, Matthew said. The HARP scientific experiments were in no way linked to the solar storm or high auroral activity seen around the globe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
You turn on the big switch from May 8th to 10th.
Yeah.
And then on the 11th, Lucy's posting beautiful photos of the Aurora over the bow repair in Hobart.
Yeah.
Mm, okay. Mm. Oh, yeah. Not related at all. Sure. You're zapping beams at the sun. Oh, that's probably, you know, not doing anything.
That's probably fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, you know what? I'm just going to keep my eyes closed. I'm going to go back to sleep. I don't even care. I'm going to stop looking at my blogs. I guess I'm just not curious anymore because you said that it's not connected. So who cares?
Rats
are
hot.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Mm.
Just like my beams left alone. You know? Don't zap them.
Leave them alone.
Don't zap my beams.
Don't cast them.
Hey, leave the sun alone.
Apparently, harp's a big target of conspiracy theorists.
Yeah. What?
No.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I don't know. It's like they're doing high frequency stuff to temporarily excite a limited area of the ionosphere.
Yeah.
Now that is suspicious.
That sounds
pretty
good.
Find out more about these harp guys.
Yeah.
Let's see. Harp revealed into DuckDuckGo.
By Bay Systems.
Secrets of harp.
Oh, it says you can use a guitar fuzz box to get some interesting sounds.
I'm just, sorry, I've just Googled harp ley lines just because of a suspicion that I had. And on the Facebook page, God Code Matrix of 188, oh my God, this is amazing. Is harp using the 188 ley line energy grid? You tell me. No comment.
I'll tell you yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at it, it definitely falls on the ley lines of the 188 energy grid. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Oof, much to think about.
HARP is very much funded by the U.S. Air Force, U.S. Navy, and another defense contractor. So
now that's
they've never done anything sus.
That's suspicious. So.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, and we're supposed to believe that JFK's head just did that.
That absolutely nothing caused that to happen.
Yeah.
When did harp start? I wonder.
When did harp start?
You know what the problem is? Somebody zapped JFK's beam. That's what the problem is.
I got some reading to do later.
Yeah. No, we could probably just do some drip by drip reading out loud on the podcast, unedited. Final sentence here. The timing of the scientific campaign and solar storm were completely coincidental. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, all this solar storm activity to me seems like a bad sign. We cover bad signs in omens and portents.
You shall see hail fall from a clear sky and burn as fire upon the ground. You shall see darkness cover Egypt when the sun climbs high to noon. And you shall know that God is God. And bow down to his will.
This comes to us from WTAP in Ohio. Tap! Large quantity of meat dumped in Washington County. Get your barbecues
That's
out, folks.
Free meat.
Did we had a story like this recently, right? I can't find it anywhere in our previous notes.
We've been on the meat beat for
yeah.
For
we've
a while.
Been beating the meat constantly. Honestly,
there was one.
There was dumped carcasses. Or was there a different meat?
Yeah. We've had a lot of dumped carcasses. We've had abandoned carcasses. I feel like we had one that was just like a lot of maybe raw chicken dumped in a wood somewhere. Dumped in the. Does that ring any bells?
I'm gonna say yuck on that one, but
I kind of forget what we speak about 10 minutes after.
There's so much that we talk about, honestly. Yeah. Anytime somebody on like the Discord says, what episode was this on? And I just go, oh, let me delve into the like 700 hours of talking that we've done on this show.
No, we've got freaks to do that for us.
Yes. Thank you, freaks.
Thank you so much.
We have podcast mentats who can reach back and find that out for us.
This is like how Zelda has the same story every game, right? Yes. It's a cycle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a
time's a flat circle.
That it's a structure that you hang the feel of something on, the flavor. Mm-hmm. And what flavor have we got today?
Well, interestingly enough, see, Ben, I was thinking of the recent story about people who were taking like deer and stuff that they had shot to a guy, and the guy was putting him in a room.
He
was
like, "You're doing something with this deer."
I'm going to get to that in 2 to 4 years.
I remember that one. That one, I saw that one in my brain.
Yeah,
yeah.
Saving that one. Pushed out a childhood memory.
Yeah.
Something is rotten in the township of Grandview. I feel like a lot of them start that way, right? Something's rotten in this town, and
yeah, it's
it
like
turns
it's
out
meat.
It's all the rotten meat.
It's probably the meat. Yeah.
I wonder if they knew when they wrote that. If they knew that they were making a pun.
Little sizzle. Agencies in Washington County are trying to make sense of what one official described as a dump truck's worth of meat dumped off Granville Hill Road. Near New Matamoros, sometime during the night of May 9th or early in the morning the following day. That's how I get described too, you know what I'm saying? A dump truck's worth of meat.
I've never called you that.
Quote, eyewitness description was pork loins, sausage, bacon, steaks, chicken, shrimp.
It's such an image. I like that. The variety of meats.
Yeah.
It's like someone said, Do like an AI image of a big meat raffle platter.
Yes. You know? And you can't identify any of the details. Yep. The closer you look, the weirder it gets.
It unravels, yeah.
All the stars are here. Pink, lumpy thing. Brown.
Antenna.
Washington County Health Department Director of Environmental Health Joshua Lane says, quote, "It certainly was a wide variety of meats that apparently had gone bad or needed to be disposed of." Now, Joshua, I'm just going to say, what if it's both?
I'd say it's both to me.
I think often when meat has gone bad, then it needs to be disposed of, you know?
The other day, I was looking after the kids solo, as I do on every Thursday, and I got so psycho by like 2 o'clock, just like trying to hold it together. And I walked out the front and I realized that I hadn't finished packing all the groceries away. And I'd left the bag of meat on our front deck for like 3.5 hours.
Brisbane, notoriously welcoming to meat out in the open.
God, what a day.
I ate some venison sausages the other day that were further beyond their use-by date than any meat item I have ever consumed.
Wild for that one.
Was absolutely fucking fine.
Kept the streak alive, baby.
It was like 11 days.
They just don't want you to eat it.
It's fucked up what you just said.
Yeah. Look,
so
I was
upsetting.
I didn't have anything else in the house to eat for dinner, and I didn't want to get something delivered, and I was like, it smells fine. I mean, it smells a little like venison, which smells kind of weird.
And what day was this?
Ben, we will get you DoorDash and tip.
Oh, you'll
tip
the guy
extra.
Oh, we'll tip.
Yeah, okay. All right. This was like 4 or 5 days ago. I think I'm in the clear. If I die.
Drop dead tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think bad meat poisoning.
What was the cause of death? He proudly ate some really out of date sausages. He was bragging.
It says
about
here
it.
Venison mesothelioma.
I think you know, like pretty quick. If you've poisoned yourself with bad meat.
Yeah,
I think.
You know, at like 4 a.m.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, when you've
like,
poisoned
oh,
your whole family.
It's not days
low
later.
And slow barbecue.
I can't not shit this bed.
Yeah. Good times.
And then the hospital bed.
Yeah.
Not for Ben, though.
Not for me. No, I'm robust. Can't catch COVID, except the one time that I did. Mm-hmm. Can't get sick from eating really out-of-date meat. Nothing can touch me.
It was weird. Last week, I got a COVID booster at the doctor, and the doctor said, "Why?
Don't bother."
I was gonna say, are we meant to be doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're meant to be up to like 8 boosters at this point.
Yeah. Like, we got these really old boosters that nobody wants in the fridge. Yeah. They're way past their use-by date. And I said, slam it in. Slam it in with everything else.
Yeah.
Give me 10 at once. I want to be like that guy, the German guy that got like 250 boosters.
That's He's so
like
good.
A chess grandmaster now. Never played before.
I bet
he changed.
I bet he was the same guy. He was a German politician there was those videos that just popped off of a German politician licking toilet seats and filming himself.
Yeah, same guy.
Is that what that was?
That's why you need all those boosters though. You need like 250 boosters to make yourself immune to like festival toilet seats.
Yeah, if you're pretty sure anti-COVID.
That was the same guy that got that New York City to Dublin portal shut down when he flashed the thing as well.
Oh, because it's too gross?
Because something happened to his
Isn't
body.
Isn't really why it shut down? Because of the lady's titties.
The lady with the jugs? Yeah.
Which side shut it down? Was it the American side?
They shut down both sides, but the jugs came from the American side. Can I just say, I don't want to like... I had a weird... I think I've become like an internet mentat in that the exact manner in which she flashed the...
Was so American?
Very American, but also like professional. I was like, oh, this woman is a... She's clearly...
She's at the NASCAR.
She is an adult performer of some kind.
Yeah.
That there was an artistry to how she did it.
She was like Spring Break video. Like, it was very classic.
Yes. The like dancing on like the balls of your feet.
Yeah.
That is such an American thing.
Whereas I like that the Dublin side was just people holding up like phones with like photos planes hitting the Twin Towers.
They weren't even like responding, huh? Yeah. Oh, and then also that, which is way funnier.
Hey, check this out.
Well, I was curious whether there was a time delay with the video, because you would assume that at least one person in the video on the other side would have been like, oh, shit.
Hey.
Oh, titties.
Titties.
Jugs.
They've just seen so many over there, you know, the Irish.
Yeah.
Say more on that.
Have they? You know what they say about the Irish.
Yeah.
That's what the of luck breasts. Of the Irish is.
Irish people, put them away. I've seen them all. I'm so tired. Grandview Township officials pushed the meat to the side of the road shortly thereafter and covered most of it with dirt.
Oh, wow.
So much in that one sentence.
That's the worst job you could do of that. Like,
and to call the people doing that officials as well is such a like a wonderful title.
Yeah.
I honestly think it would have been way more effective to douse that whole pile with like kerosene and burn
just
it on
set
the road.
It immediately on fire, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Rather than just pushing it over and then semi-covering it.
Yeah, I mean, fire would probably do a multitude of things, including... I think cleansing it.
Maybe killing some of that bacteria.
Maybe of any spirits that it's
Make
got.
Make it smell delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a little bit.
I'd rather have it smell delicious for a little bit than really fucking putrid for a very long time.
Yes.
Imagine if you had to cover a huge pile of meat with dirt and the newspaper's like, oh, and they missed a spot.
Yeah. You weren't out there. You weren't there, man. The smell, the
See
flies.
How big that pile was?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you burn it, the faster you get to burning it, the more likely it is that the smell is like maybe even pleasant.
Yeah.
But the just kind of half covering it up with dirt, that's going to smell bad, and it's going to smell so much worse as time goes on.
Imagine how unpleasant the look feel of putting dirt onto raw meat is. Mm. Like it cuz it's sticking a little bit.
But
kill
no animals
now.
Will ever find it.
Dogs cannot see this.
Oh, is that half covered with dirt? I don't know what that is. My nose just stopped working, the dog says.
It's just popping out of the ground like a turkey mound.
Unfortunately, despite being mostly covered with dirt, as of Thursday afternoon, the putrid pile was still there, feeding the local fauna and breeding maggots.
Where would it have gone?
Cool.
Where would it be?
Where would it be?
Strangely, it was still there.
Oh, the problem didn't just take care of itself?
Oh, I thought maybe it would all be raptured by the time we got back.
Huh. That object has permanence. Writing it down in their little clipboard.
Big piles of meat.
Piles still there.
Ages ago, we did like one or two episodes about a butcher shop in Canada that had been left abandoned.
One of my favorites. I love the abandoned butcher shop.
Where for like months, residents had been like, this is just crazy. And the local council was like, there's nothing we can do about
it. Nothing we can do about it.
But then the people that cleaned it up were like... They weren't council workers. They were a private, like, sanitation company.
Yeah,
and there was
private operators.
They talked to the guy that owned the company being like, yeah, it was unbelievably fucking unpleasant. But, you know, someone's just got to get in there and do that. Someone has to do it. That attitude, Incredible. That man is brave and noble, and they needed someone like that here.
Yeah.
Why did you just leave the fucking pile of raw meat where it was?
Why didn't you get the meat mercenaries? They travel.
Fly them in from Canada. It's not that far from Canada to Ohio.
You get a Black Hawk.
Sikorsky. Sikorsky them down from Canada.
They'll get it done.
Yeah. Drop them in. Let them rappel down to the scene. My boys will take care of this. I have a couple of beers afterwards. You know what? Mm-hmm. You guys buy the beers.
Mm. Yeah.
Because we're taking care of the meat pile.
They'll do it just for the beer. Lane said that the property where the meat was dumped is part of Wayne National Forest. Quote, "It's on Wayne National Forest property," Lane said, confirming the previous sentence.
Well, this rings true.
One or the other.
Right.
One of the bad things about solid waste, Lane continued.
I'm struggling to think of any, but I'm glad I'm learning one now.
He is referring a lot to that clipboard during this interview, Theo. Looking back down list of bad things about solid waste.
Cons about a dump truck full of meat that's gone bad.
One of the bad things about solid waste is that the property owner may not be responsible for the dumping at all. However, it does then fall on them, especially when we can't figure out who actually did the dumping.
How can you not figure it out? Like, it's from a butcher shop.
It's from a butcher.
There's a variety of meats. Yeah. There's an assortment of meats.
And a lot of them, too. Mm. They had access to meat.
Hey, who here has access to meat?
I like this because it's like the dumping a couch that you don't want anymore. It's just like, well, where am I going to put this meat? Let's make it Wayne Forest National
Park.
Wayne
National Forest.
They've got the best and brightest of Washington County out there going, well, this could have been anyone.
Where could this chain of sausages have come from?
So hard to say. Lane said, because it's in a national forest, federal land, what the health department can do is limited. Even if they had the ability to quickly move and dispose of such a large quantity of meat.
We would love to clean up this dump truck full of rotting
meat. It's out of our
heads. You know what?
You know?
We would be, if it was in our jurisdiction, be out there with
real
shovels.
America stuff, just like, oh, that's out of our jurisdiction.
There's simply nothing that can be done.
Like, this we need to get the FBI involved. So much where everyone's like, can't do anything. But put it in a dump truck and take it to landfill. It's just got to go. I don't like someone has to do it.
Yeah. Sorry, that's federal tripe.
Can't put federal tripe in a state landfill, no. I'm afraid. Yeah.
round hole square peg. Can't touch that. It's got asbestos in it.
One resident of the area expressed concern that the meat could pose a public health risk, particularly due to its proximity to a stream.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know if, like, wild animals should also be eating, like, the rotting meat from the butcher shop either.
No, I don't think bears should be eating prawns.
No. Yeah. They're going to get a taste for it.
Mm. Yeah.
What if they get too into prawns?
Yeah.
Don't want to eat anything else now. Ah.
Ah, I have to migrate to the ocean.
Are prawns would be like pretty low fat, right? They're all just protein. Yeah. They're all just protein, right?
It's a high protein, low fat.
Pretty
meat.
Lean. So that's saying that's going to be a problem for the bears if they're trying to fatten up for winter, but they only want to eat prawns.
That's true. They don't have to shell them, I think. They could probably just eat the whole thing.
No, that's true. They get a lot of fiber from that. That'd be really good for them, I think.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, all in all, good for bears to live off prawns.
Yeah.
Lane said that thankfully, other than the nuisance of an unpleasant smell, the meat doesn't pose a public health threat to the people who live on or near Grandview Hill Road.
It's just so funny to imagine that there's a big pile of meat and they're not doing anything. It's just like, that's the Grandville Road pile of meat.
Doesn't this feel like a metaphor for something, maybe?
It's
there.
He's really minimizing this. I'd be kind of annoyed if I lived on that road and this dude was just like, oh, luckily, it's not a problem.
Yeah. It'll just smell worse than anything you could possibly
imagine.
Only
the smell. Yeah.
But hey, we're Grandview, Ohio strong, you know?
It'll smell like
different.
You literally live in
County,
hell.
Ohio.
Washington County, Ohio.
These colors don't run in Washington County, all right? We're not like the people over in Archer's Fork.
Well, there's actually some red and some yellow running into the stream right now. Some pink.
Oh, this is just south of Brownsville. That's fun. It's right near Friendly. That's nice.
Other than
south of Brownsville.
Other than smelling like you now live inside a dumpster in the height of summer in an alley from the movie Taxi Driver. God, other than Lord. That, it's fine.
A dump truck.
I'm trying to picture this pile. Yeah.
I'm not trying. I've been picturing this. This is easy for me.
This
is
all
picture.
I can picture.
This is the first thing you've ever pictured. You've overcome aphantasia because a dump truck full of raw meat is just right there.
I just needed something evocative enough.
Yeah, apple can't do it.
Can't do it.
Man, this is also the. From what I can see, this might be a different creek, but there is a creek running through Grandview Township that then goes into the Ohio River as well. Right upstream from Mudmasters, West Virginia, Ben's Run.
All right, I'm at this point, I have completely turned on Washington County Health Department Director of Environmental Health, Joshua Lane. Joshua Lane, I will end your life.
You are the lifetime bitch of the week.
You are on blast, motherfucker. Joshua
Lane, I'll kill you.
I will find you.
Assembling my Shinzo Abe gun as we speak.
Sigma. Aluminium, terrarium, go, kill Joshua Lane.
If you get the parts for the Shinzo Abe cyberpunk gun, you can disassemble it and take it through airport security. That's fine. Yeah. They don't know. You'll be having the same experience that John Malkovich has in The Line of Fire? That's the movie I'm thinking of, Ben?
No idea.
Yeah, that's good.
I think you're thinking of Being John Malkovich.
Yeah,
he makes a little porcelain gun and takes it through security to kill the president.
Oh, yeah.
And then Clint Eastwood's like...
I think you can just bring a gun.
Hot tip there.
You probably just bring a gun. Yeah, we're activating our
find
American
one in America.
Listeners. We've got a ton of listeners in Ohio. Yeah.
We have to say aluminum.
Aluminum. Sorry, Sigma. Aluminum. Terrarium. Kill Joshua Lane. Kill him.
All the people who weren't sitting up during that before just sat up. And like, aluminum. Hearing the Kill Bill siren as they walk straight out the front door, leave it wide open.
I heard the phrase Joshua Malkovich. They're like, that is my sleeper phrase.
All right, so this is why we are going to kill Joshua Lane. He says, our health specialist that was out said that it was over 100 yards from where this pile is to the stream.
Oh,
so
now
I don't
was
think
it,
there's much
it
concern
too far
there.
Away.
No
He's
one
just
could
doing
know what
like
that means.
The I'm on the couch and I can't reach it motions.
Yeah.
This fine. This guy. All right. I'm
also sorry if you lose me. I typed in Discord to launch it to type in a prospective episode title, and I accidentally launched Disco Elysium. So
see you in a while, I guess.
See you in a bit.
So 100 yards is 91 meters. Why do you?
That's just not that's that
true.
Far.
That's not that far.
Fuck me.
Yeah.
So I'm stepping into my mind palace for a second because I'm trying to picture something. Okay, this guy's at the podium. We've got a Bunta Vista listener.
We've got four shooters.
We've got a Bunta Vista listener in the crowd, assembling their gun, putting in the SodaStream charges into the clip, getting ready. This guy's talking. Do you picture Joshua Lane delivering the stuff that he's saying in a sweaty, panicked way where he does not feel like this is going well? Or is he kind of like smirking? Is he being a little too relaxed with it as he just sort of pretends that this isn't his problem?
I think this is
kind of the mayor from Jaws situation.
He's saying, it's fine. It's go fine. Back on the beach.
Yeah, have the best summer of your lives.
You
Get
can barely
there.
Smell it. You can barely smell it.
It's a beautiful Ohio summer. Who cares about the giant...
You get to live in Ohio. We live in Ohio and you're complaining?
Yeah. Thank God. I thank God every day that I was
An
born
Ohio
in Ohio.
Summer?
Yeah. This is going to be the best summer of our lives. And you want me to what? Get rid of one dump truck's worth of raw rotting meat that's infested with maggots that's in a national park.
The national park is so big.
Yes.
And It's so federal. It's unbelievably federal.
It's one of the most federal things in Ohio.
So federal.
About as federal as it gets.
The airport and Wayne National Forest. They're so federal.
It's the same thing if someone dumped a full dump truck full of assorted rotting meat into the airport.
Yep.
You wouldn't expect us to go in there.
Yeah,
we have to pass around past the gate.
Oh, Mr. Mayor. Oh, Mr.
Let
Mayor.
Us in.
Clean up the meat.
We
you wouldn't say
to
that.
No.
You'd say, oh, my flight's boarding.
Yeah.
Oh, something stinky.
What is that down there?
Ooh. Is that
Are
wriggling?
They loading that into the
So the reason I ask about what you think the tone is like coming from this guy is that he continues. It's not going to be so much different than if you had a deer carcass or any other dead animal that might die by a stream or something.
I feel it's...
I'm feeling like a small difference is maybe in the quantity.
Well, and he does clarify, it's just the amount.
Yeah.
The large amount of meat that's there.
Yeah.
It's like
other
if
than
you
that,
got like 50 deer all together and then they all spontaneously skinned themselves and turned themselves inside out. They all sniffed the Simpsons inside out gas.
Yeah.
And it's not just deer as well. It's sort of like a whole bunch of like seafood and what have you. And they all sniffed the gas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly
like
that.
They turned inside out, yeah.
And that's kind of what the problem is. The problem is here is that there's a really, really, really large amount of rotting meat.
Yeah.
Joshua.
Yeah.
Huge amount of it.
Kill him now.
So much.
I don't want it to be near my house or my stream, I guess, is what I'm saying.
And they're just like, so what are we going to tell them? We go out there. We're not going to clean it up. No. We all agreed. We all agreed we're not going to clean it up. What are we going to... We've got to get out there and tell them something. What do you reckon? What
deer
if we told
meat.
Them the dump truck full of meat? It's just simply not a problem.
It's kind of part of nature, really.
It's sort of part of nature.
It kind of just doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, just don't worry about it.
It's just kind of like, don't worry about
it. You hit the button on your aircon that changes it so that it's not taking in new air. It's just recirculating the air that's already in there.
Yes.
Probably do that when
do
you're
that
a couple
on your
of Ks. I'm sorry. Miles. A couple of miles away from the spot. And then keep it like that. Probably for about 6 months.
Yeah. Ohio summer. You
Ohio
know,
summer.
Lake Erie.
It only lasts 3 months.
Enjoy yourself.
Tubing on the Ohio River.
Tubing on Lake Erie?
Just don't do it downstream of Grandview. Start upstream of Grandview.
Yeah.
Get out
Use
just
your
before
oar
Grandview.
To push the organs away.
Yes. What if they got bull sharks in the Ohio River now because of the meat, all that raw meat? We're Brisbane Riverifying the Ohio River.
So cool that he was like backstage before this press conference, putting stuff on his clipboard, and he was like, "Oh, well, look at this. Sometimes an animal just dies in the woods.
Yeah,
yeah.
Does that kill anybody?
Oh yeah, you upset? You upset when you see a roadkill?
So sometimes there is just dead meat." In the woods, and I haven't heard shit about that from any of you.
Yeah.
And now you're all of a sudden, you're all dead meat in the woods experts?
Yeah.
You're really worried? Oh, virtue signaling about your dump truck full of prawns and pork loins?
I got one word for you. Biomass.
Yes.
That's all it is.
I got three words for you. Sleepy Joe Brandon. Think about it.
Yeah.
This one goes all the way to the top.
Yeah.
You think he's going to clean it up?
Yeah.
He doesn't even know what day it is.
Yeah.
I got three words for you. Tangerine, brick,
aluminum,
avocado.
Yeah, it's really hard to think of words for those.
Yeah. Just like think of three words. It's kind of tough to do.
Now, this is like, I know that you're listening to us talking
Kill
right
Joe
now.
Biden.
Dear listener, I know that this kind of seems... like a one-way medium, but you can actually help us out by thinking of three words that activate you to kill Joshua Lane.
Think of your own activation phrase for yourself.
The
three
that feel
loud.
The nicest
Just
to really
you.
Get you jazzed up.
A bespoke activation phase.
What if you made one of those like you know, like a spud cannon when you get a PVC pipe with a hole just big enough to wedge a potato in, and then you fill it with a deodorant, and then you set that on fire, and that launches that.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So what if you make one of those and you launch something heavy like a cricket ball in there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you go to like a public a thing in public that Sleepy Joe Brandon is doing.
And then you're gonna need to hip fire that.
Yeah. Like, I think you wouldn't even need to hit his head that hard to really take him out permanently.
No, that thing is caving at the strong wind.
Oh, yeah. He's got, like, the baby, like, Fontenelle.
Yeah.
He's, like,
he does.
Regressed.
Yeah. Looks Fontenelle, like... regression, Petunia, go now. Kill Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's head, to me, is taking on kind of an eggshell vibe. You know,
both in color
and in texture.
Like it's giving eggshell
strength.
What is this? This American eggshell?
They lie him down very carefully every night.
And if you're part of the Five Eyes consortium,
if we're applying for visas to the US and you're listening to this,
this is a joke.
Get a sense of humor.
It's kind of Australian, like it's kind of just Australian style of comedy.
Yeah, we're cavalier with it. We don't care.
We're very dry senses of humour, you know. Sometimes we'll say things you won't know that they're ironic. Kill Joe Biden.
So in an American way, you could be like, kill Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Like, that, you know, that makes sense to you.
Kill Joe Biden. Does that make more sense? Yeah.
I'm Joe the plumber and I'm going to kill Joe Biden.
You can't say anything these days.
No, you can't.
Due to work.
Actively campaign for the assassination of the sitting US president without a bunch of woke cuckarati coming after you.
We don't hate him an insane amount. We just
the regular amount.
Kind of the same amount we hate Bill Gates.
Yeah, not the amount that won't get us flagged on Spotify. Yeah.
And we hate them from the left, which is the one thing that's going to stop us getting into America.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, just to be clear, how many... Are we up to three people that we're trying to activate sleeper cells against this episode?
Who could say?
Yeah, it's an economy of scale.
We've got Bill Gates. We've got Bill Gates.
Joshua Lane.
We've got Joshua Lane from the Washington County Health Department and Sleepy Joe Brandon.
Yeah. Elon Musk.
I've lost track there.
Okay.
Big dog.
Let's see if we can get to like a little baker's dozen before we're out of here. The Washington County Sheriff's Office is opening an investigation.
13.
We got to go hard in the next like 2 minutes.
What about a baker's half dozen?
Yeah.
Is that like 6.5?
I think it's 7.
You get the bottom of a bread roll.
Yeah, the butt.
The Washington County Sheriff's Office is opening an investigation to try to determine who's responsible for dumping the meat, leaping into action here.
Yeah.
Like
we printed out a label and put it on a manila folder, and that manila folder is empty.
Investigation
it is getting marched through hallways.
Don't worry, we've opened the investigation. The Health Department and Sheriff's Office will also be coordinating with Wayne National Forest to remove the meat. When and how the meat will ultimately be disposed of has yet to be determined. Here's my prediction.
Oh my God.
2027, they finish covering it in dirt.
Yeah. I feel like the method is probably less important than the urgency.
The doing?
In which that you have to get rid of this meat.
Okay, like step one.
Over the state line. Just over the state line.
It is so close to West Virginia, you could just fucking trebuchet it over there.
Yeah.
You got to
just nudge it with your foot.
Get everyone
little
to just
mulligan.
Give it a little push.
Yeah. And like once it's over the state lines, West Virginia can't do shit about it because of the state lines.
Because of the state line. Because that's their lines. Jurisdiction.
Yeah, no backsies.
Yeah.
You just got to be like Brian Dennehy's small town sheriff in First Blood. Just get him to the state
Keep
line.
That meat walking.
Yeah. We don't like your kind around here. Your kind of stinky half ton of rotting meat.
Yeah.
Let's get you,
I'll tell you what,
to the county line.
Hop in my cruiser and I'll give you a lift to West Virginia.
Paris, West Virginia. You know, that's the sheriff's problem now.
Yeah.
Gay Paris, West Virginia.
Get you over there.
Stinky Paris.
Yeah, make it stink like the real thing.
Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you even more so if you constructed the gizmo and you took out one of our four celebrity targets for the week.
You are our favorite.
I am personally
very impressed.
Send us an email from jail. Like free Foster. Patreon subscription for you.
Congratulations, you have impressed Lucy. You have won her favor. Please come to the live show June 15th, Brisbane, Newstead Brewing Co., buntavista.com/live. Do not assassinate us with the gizmo. Mm-mm. You will not earn our favor by killing us.
You will not see the light of heaven.
Not even if Theo's having a really bad day.
Yeah. Vulgar.
Vulgar.
We're almost at the point where we have to order more chairs in. And when I say we, I mean Ben. And yeah, I would hate that. So please don't make Ben order more chairs.
Thank you.
Wink.
Get your tickets now before I have to make a second call to the chair place.
Hey, we got butts in all the chairs.
Yeah.
I need more chairs without butts.
I got more butts than I got chairs. Do you see what my problem is? Bob from Bob's Hire. We will see you next week, but we might see you sooner on the bonus episodes. If this was your first episode of Bunta Vista because you saw the poster somewhere, we do two of these a week. You just have to pay for the other ones. It's like $7 or $8.
What are you, retired ass? Huh?
Yeah.
You fucking...
I know for a fact you just paid like $25 for breakfast, so a little bit of money for Bunta Vista.
You can afford your avocado toast, but you can't afford a subscription to a podcast?
Pretty interesting.
We're financially conservative now.
Yes, we are. We're financially conservative from the left, though, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't worry about it. Bye!
Bye!
Bye-bye!